You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is the plague at all a threat in the modern day?
No.
The Wire.
Yesterday, Salient Magazine, the University of Victoria's student magazine, released a statement discussing the revocation of Salient's parliamentary press pass. Salient had held the press pass on behalf of the Aotearoa Student Press Association, or ASPA. As such, revoking this pass for Salient affects student magazines across the country, including the University of Auckland's Kraken magazine and AUT's Debate magazine. I speak to one of Salient's news co-editors, Ethan Rogerson, about the revocation and what it means for student journalism. Just to provide a bit of context, what are Salient and ASPA?
So Salient is the student-run magazine down here at Vic. We publish new issues every week containing stories relevant to students, and we have a very robust news section. ASPA is the Aotearoa Student Press Association, which is a union of all of the student publications in Aotearoa, and Salient is a member of that.
What does the press pass allow members of ASPA to do?
So Salient holds the only press pass on behalf of ASPA. So Salient is the only student media in Parliament. And what the press pass allows us to do is attend sittings of Parliament, attend ministerial press conferences, attend post-cab, and ask questions on the black and white tiles. And the purpose of the swipe card, which we've been trying to get, is to allow us to get into Parliament faster with much less hassle. Because from what we've heard, it seems like currently we'd have to go on a case-by-case basis based on ministers' advice as to whether we can attend their press conferences rather than being able to just easily access it with a press pass.
How long have Salient and ASPA held this press pass?
So Salient has held the press pass on behalf of ASPA for over a decade now, and it's been a long-held part of Salient and the journalistic work that we do. We're a important part of the press gallery since we are the only student media represented there.
So why has Salient's press pass been revoked?
So the speaker, per our sources, has cited security concerns. This all comes in the context of a wider review into who has swipe card access into Parliament. So the speaker is trying to reduce the number of people that can access Parliament without having to go through security, which is what a swipe card would allow us to do. But at the same time as he's denying our access, he's granting access with swipe cards to political lobbyists.
What does the revocation of the press pass mean for Salient and other student magazines?
What it means is that it makes it a lot harder for Salient and other student magazines to be able to scrutinize the government's actions, to be able to ask questions of government that only student magazines are able to. Because the really unique and special thing about student journalism is that we're writing directly from our own experience and from the experiences of our peers. We're writing about things that are directly relevant. And to make it harder for us to access ministers in this way is really undermines the idea of media plurality, because it means that there's one less voice in the parliamentary precinct asking those questions of ministers. And Salient works alongside ASPA and other student magazines to be able to ask important questions of ministers, especially on issues related to students.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
The fact that the Speaker of the House has revoked Salient's press pass in the context of this wider review, while allowing political lobbyists to easily access Parliament with swipe card access, that is really questionable. And we just want clarification for why that is.
That was news co-editor at Salient Magazine, Ethan Rogerson, discussing the revocation of Salient's parliamentary press pass.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.